Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Emily Paulson, and of course she and her husband have Brunco Farm. Good morning to you, Emily.
Good morning, LaVon.
Emily, it's 6 weeks until spring. It's almost unbelievable to say that, but you and your husband have a farm, have a large garden, have animals that you're raising. And so the first thing I thought we'd talk about is, what are you doing to get ready for spring and get into production?
Yeah, it feels like it's upon us, even though it's just February. We have been pouring through seed catalogs and making plans for the vegetables. We have ordered almost all of our seeds at this point, and I've got a pretty good plan laid out for succession planting, so hopefully I can make the best use of our space this summer. And we're getting ready, gearing up in the next to start seeds in the greenhouse to actually get the plants started.
Yeah, I wonder when do you usually start those? Sometime in February?
Yeah, mid-February. February 15th was my goal, but we're going to watch the weather a little bit. If it's, you know, still in the deep negative, we'll wait another week.
So, yeah, do you have heat in your greenhouse if, you know, you get them started and then it gets another cold spell?
Yeah, we do. For this, the first time that we've had that, so we're pretty excited.
Yes.
And we, yeah, so it gets up to, you know, 80, 85 during the day without any heat, but then that heat kicks in and keeps it freezing overnight.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it gets as cold as the prediction is. You're probably very fortunate you don't have anything in there just yet. So have you found any problems in getting the seeds you want? You know, last year people found if they didn't get things early, everybody was going crazy about getting seeds and plants, and they were kind of gone.
Yeah, so I actually made my first seed order in November because I was anticipating that there would be shortages. And so several things have been backordered, but I don't think that I think I've been able to get everything that I wanted.
So just a fair notice, if you're a beginner gardener, you think you're going to be planting, hopefully you have those seed catalogs that you're looking at, because then you better get on the stick to order what you want. And there are so many choices. If you can't find one variety, there's probably another satisfactory variety. So, Emily, I was excited to hear you have another big plan for when you get all of this started, going into when it's really, I think, outside, something called Lawn to Lunch. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so something new that we're doing this year, and we're calling it Operation Lawn to Lunch, is a program for people who want to get started gardening, that maybe you've never done it, maybe it's been a while, but we will provide all of the plants, like all the transplants and the seeds for a garden. And then we're going to do this right alongside our customers. We are going to actually tear up a 4x6 section of our own lawn. So you can see every step of the process. We're going to video every step along the way, from the first bit of sod that we turn over to planting the seeds, to talking about, you know, weed ID, to talking about when things are ready to harvest and how to use the things that you get out of your garden. We're just going to do every step of the way with videos and have like a Facebook group or email list where people can ask questions and get some help as they go.
What a great way for a beginner to get some help from people who have been doing this for quite a while. So are these going to be raised beds, or is that an option?
We won't necessarily be doing it as a raised bed, but you absolutely could put this garden into a raised bed.
Okay. I'm thinking there might be somebody who doesn't want to change their lawn or doesn't have space, and you could put a raised bed over a patch of gravel or a patch of cement. Or whatever, wherever you have that. And you mentioned 4x6, I believe. And that 4 feet wide is really important when you're working in a garden. You don't want it, you know, however long you want, but 4 feet wide is plenty wide to work in. So
yeah, you want to be able to reach to the center.
Yes. So what are some of the plants that you will be providing? What are people thinking about? What should people be thinking about that they're going to be getting in this process to plant?
Well, we have 12 or 13 things that will be part of the bundle. We'll have cucumbers, zucchini, a couple different kinds of onions, a couple different peppers, a slicing tomato, a cherry tomato, lettuce, cabbage, and then beans, carrots, beets, and radish.
Wow.
And a squash, like a winter squash.
Mm-hmm. So something that carries you through from early, that lettuce and those kinds of things, clear on into fall when you're talking about squash, and that's all a part of the planning.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah. Sounds like a great opportunity for a beginner gardener to find out how to do all this and not have to worry about going out and getting those seeds and plants because you're already going to have those.
Exactly. Yeah. And we will be doing two drop-offs or two drop points so that you'll get the plants like the cabbage and spinach and some of those earlier plants when it's cool and it's mm-hmm. best for them to be growing. And then the second time, you'll get, you know, the tomatoes and peppers, and we'll time those so that it's the right time of year to plant them in the ground so that people are most likely to have the best success.
When should people be telling you that they'd like to enroll in this plan?
I'm getting that up on our website now. So anytime between now and when I start handing out plants at the end of April.
Okay, and your website is?
BruneCoatFarm.com.
Pretty easy. And then yes.
Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that we'll also have it listed on the Sweetheart Market that's coming up.
Well, that's the next thing that I wanted to talk about, Emily, is the Sweetheart Market coming right up. I think the people can start getting their orders in on the 4th, and so you're already in that time frame and can do that for a week. And what are you going to be offering?
Yeah, we will have some meal kits, which I'm super excited about. We'll have a special edition of our date night CSA box, and then we're also working with Harrisdale Farmstead and Erickson Foods to have two other meal kits available for people to purchase. And we'll have some different baked goods. We're going to have cupcakes and some fancy striped pink sugar cookies.
Valentine cookies.
Valentine cookies.
Yes. Okay, so these meal kits, people may not be familiar with those. Give us an example of, you know, what's in the first kit?
Well, our date night kit will have, it has the ingredients plus the recipes to make the meals. So the date night meal is lamb sausage, creamy cheesy spaghetti squash, a salad, and then the date night one comes with a prepared dessert, which is going to be red velvet cake.
Ooh, yummy. So now you mentioned the meat part of this, and we hadn't really talked about that. What of the meat you raise or where you get that meat. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we raise beef and pork ourselves, and we work with Harrisdale Farmstead on lamb. So we have beef, pork, and lamb that can be purchased as separate as cuts and also, of course, as part of these meal kits.
Okay. And you have a second meal kit?
Yeah, so we're going to do a sweet potato lamb shepherd's pie kit, and that has our lamb and then Harrisdale Farmstead sweet potatoes, garlic, and dried bell peppers.
All right. You know, we see these kinds of things advertised on TV a bit where you can order in your every day or every week, whatever, you're going to get these things ready to go. You don't have to do that. You can just go to the pop-up Valentine market and get one all put together locally. And just a quick thing, Emily, how do people get to that to order for the Valentine market, the Sweetheart market?
Yep, you can go to the Produce in the Park Atlantic, Iowa website, which is just produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com, and then they have a link to the online store that has all of these products.
Get your order and plan to pick it up on the 13th at the Cass County Community Center. All the instructions are there online, and you get all this great local food from Brunco Farm and other farms and other people. You need to go there to see what all is available. We want to thank you very much, Emily Paulson, for visiting with us. And until you bet, Emily. Until next time, don't let yesterday take up too much of today.